There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Snitch Society continues to develop in a very undesirable manner. With now students will be snitched upon by their teachers and other school staff, presumably also other students, when they're overheard discussing playing violent video games. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Danica, you brought this story in, and also it was, I believe, submitted right to the front page of our website by MattJohn76. You can participate on the front page over at freetalklive.com as well. Submit whatever you want. Vote on the stuff you like. Vote down what you don't. And we'll have some clue of what you think's important. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free or to reach us via Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So apparently there was a note that was sent home to parents, more of like a warning letter, a threat, that told them, essentially, if their kids are heard talking about playing violent video games, that the police will be called, as well as what is called Children's Social Care, which is the equivalent of the Department of Children and Families, or CPS, or whatever it's called in your state. The letter also warned against letting kids have access to certain social media apps, such as Facebook.
Oh, no.
Or WhatsApp. Saying that kids exposed to such things could be targets for grooming by sexual predators.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
What do you mean? Why not? There's sexual predators on Facebook, right?
There's probably sexual predators everywhere, but to say that, you know, if you're on Facebook that you're somehow going to be groomed to be a sexual predator?
No. You would be groomed by the sexual predator.
Okay, that still doesn't make any
sense.
Or her
victim.
Like, there's more chance of, you know, having some sexual predator pick you up walking around at the mall than there is...
Is that true?
Daryl, how many times have I told you to not go with the man in the van?
I've never gone with the man in the van.
Oh, okay.
But he has a puppy, and he needs help finding it.
And he has candy.
I don't care.
Like, look,
if you've lost a puppy, put flyers up
now,
all over
town.
Now, I don't
know. I mean, Daryl, are you just speculating, or is there actually some sort of study that shows...
I am speculating right here.
So just to clarify, you're speculating that you believe that a child or a young person is in greater danger of being picked up by a pervert at the mall versus on Facebook.
Or
right,
even just high school.
On Facebook, you can block people. You can't block people at the mall.
I would love to see that happen. I'm blocking you. Go away. I'm blocking you.
The note from the school said, quote, access to these games or to some social media sites such as those above increases early sexualized behaviors, sometimes harmful, in children and leaves them vulnerable to grooming for sexual exploitation or extreme violence, unquote. The move to call the police on parents who let their kids play violent video games comes as England is reeling from a series of high-profile sex abuse cases involving children. In response, Prime Minister David Cameron's government announced that social workers and teachers who fail to report concerns about children being abused or neglected could face up to 5 years in prison.
All for playing violent video games.
No. You missed that. This is... teachers and social workers, so government workers who fail to report concerns.
Oh, they're failing to report it.
Not failing to report actual abuse or failing to report, you know, evidence of abuse, but just any concern that they have now. Failing to report that is going to be a criminally punishable crime in the UK. This is a really scary idea. The idea that if you don't report, if you, you know, see something, say something. That if you don't say something, that is in itself a criminal act. That's really scary. It's going to incredibly increase the level of snitching going on in the UK society. And don't think for a moment this can't come here.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
I'm surprised there's not already a policy somewhere in the U.S.
I suspect there is, and I suspect that, you know, it may be in a place like, and I'm speculating a little bit here, but like there are certain places like New York City where, you know, if you snitch out somebody for having a gun, they'll give you cash. You know, there's like a cash reward, and that's a different incentive, right? That's incentivizing someone with a positive benefit to snitch on someone. But now you're seeing incentivizing a negative the lack of harm, essentially. Like, we won't hurt you if you snitch. And that's like, that's the ultimate level of the snitch society, or at least one of the higher levels of.
I'm curious how they're going to go about prosecuting this. Like, are they just going to prosecute everybody that was in contact with the person? And no. Then, you know, let the jury figure out who's guilty.
Or they're going to make teachers have to report at least one incident per day just to make sure that
they're paying attention.
That they're paying attention, that they're
snitching. That's
scary. That is scary to think about.
Yeah, that is an excellent point, Danica, is like what kind of craziness would this lead to where if they, you know, maybe it's not one per day, but maybe they will have a certain expectation that as a teacher, look, you've got 30 kids in this class, odds are good, five
one of
them are
playing.
Well,
something.
Not necessarily video games, but, you know, odds are good a few of them are getting beaten by their parents, or some are playing violent video games, or whatever. And so shouldn't you be reporting at least one person a month? Or, you know, maybe it'll start at one person per quarter, or whatever. Just, look, we just want you to tell us who you're concerned with so we can conduct an investigation. Otherwise, we'll investigate you, Ms. Teacher. We'll come and investigate you and ask you, you know,
what are you hiding?
Right. Well, or that we found little Johnny. Turns out his parents were abusing him, or he's been playing violent video games. Did you see anything that might have led you to believe that this was happening? And then the teacher, being an honest sort, but they hadn't reported it, they might say, well, yeah, I did notice that he had a Halo folder that he brought into school.
Cause, you know, oh, man, yeah, because you're probably right. They probably
the Trapper Keeper.
Bring that kind of stuff into school. I mean, I have, you know, video game stuff, and I have a Legend of Zelda Triforce wallet, and someone could look at it and be like, oh, she plays a violent game. She uses her mind to solve puzzles. Arrest her!
Yeah, I mean, this seems ridiculous and silly, but by all evidence, this is actually happening. You can share your thoughts with us toll-free at 855-453. So again, there have been some sex abuse cases involving children, but I'd like to point out that at least one of those cases was the Jimmy Savile case, and that was happening over a period of decades since before the advent of video games, where this television promoter, this, you know, essentially Johnny Carson-esque person from the U.K., this guy was abusing physically children and adults up to their 40s, children as young as 7 or 8, physically, sexually abusing them while he had access to them in a hospital. And he had the access to them because he was a generous donor of that hospital, and they basically would let him go into people's rooms and whatever.
And all of those 7-year-olds had Facebook, even though it's in violation of Facebook terms of service for anyone under 13 to use Facebook.
Well, there's that. But no, I mean, this was happening over decades, Daryl, so this was prior to, all of this abuse was prior to the existence of Facebook.
Yeah, that particular incident that you're talking about started, in the late 90s, I want to say? And
with Jimmy Savile? No, it was going on for decades.
Oh, okay, so earlier than that.
He died, I think, in, I don't remember when he died, but he was in very ill health during the aughts, and so this was going on from, like, the 60s, 70s,
oh,
80s.
Oh, geez, okay.
Yeah. He had allegedly abused something upwards of 60 people. At least there were at least that many reports over that many years, and many of those folks essentially, you know, were ignored when they made their reports because the hospital staff at the upper levels were essentially saying, "Oh, Jimmy Savile would never. He would never do something. How could you possibly?"
That's actually rubbish.
Shh, don't you say that about Jimmy Savile. You know, so there was like a kind of this campaign of protecting him because, you know, he's a big donor. Don't want to question that too far. So that's one example of some of the sex abuse cases involving children. It's not clear as to why the Nantwich Education Partnership felt that the best way to abide by those new guidelines was to eavesdrop on children on the playground and then call the police on their parents if they mentioned violent video games. Mary Jones, who helped write the letter, says to the BBC News that parents need to have some boundaries in place for what they allow their kids to do online. Let's talk more about the boundaries here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Are you a parent, and how do you feel about this? It's Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc. Alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I just, within the last hour, I did what I was talking about doing with Shapeshift.io, which is the new site that Eric Voorhees, who was a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, he's now a major player in the Bitcoin industry. He launched this site, Shapeshift.io, silently. He did not reveal that he was the person who was behind it until just a few weeks ago. And he has now revealed that information, and he came on Free Talk Live over last weekend to talk about this new site. And I have to say that of all the things I heard about at the Austin, Texas Bitcoin Conference, Shapeshift.io is one of my favorites. It was probably, to me, the most important thing that they have going there. And what it allows you to do is, with no account whatsoever, you do not have to create an account. You cannot create an account. On Shapeshift.io, you just tell it what altcoin, what, you know, non-Bitcoin currency, like Litecoin or Dargecoin or
Dogecoin yet?
I'm certain Doge is in there.
Sweet.
Yeah, Dogecoin's in there, Feathercoin, Namecoin, Peercoin. There's two dozen altcoins. Two dozen of the most popular, because there's hundreds of altcoins.
Oh, yeah, that's very intricate. That's awesome.
Right, the two dozen most popular. You tell it what you have, and you tell it to what you want to convert that. So let's say you want to convert Litecoin into Bitcoin. You can do that. Or maybe you want to convert Peercoin into Novacoin or NXT into Bitcoin, whatever. You select what you want to convert from and to, and then it makes this connection. You deposit whatever coin you want to convert from, and then it spits it out as whatever you want to convert it to. The only limit on the system is that there is a deposit limit. So I guess they set that deposit limit based on some fraction of what they have in reserve as far as, you know, because they're actually using their own stock of coinage to change this out with. So what we've done now, what I've done in just the last hour, essentially during the news breaks, was I set this up. So if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, it used to say Bitcoin tip jar at the top. That's still there. But below that, it used to say Litecoin tip jar. I've now gotten rid of the Litecoin tip jar. Litecoin, you know, it's cool and all, but it was sort of the first alternative that really kind of hit it big, if you will, in comparison to
Bitcoin. Yeah.
And by big, I mean a small fraction of what Bitcoin is. And Litecoin isn't number two anymore, from what I understand. There have been a couple of other altcoins that have been competitive with it. And it's just, it's too much of a hassle to have 50 different addresses on this page. That's why, you know, other people would say, hey, I've got some NXT I'd like to send you. And I'd be like, well, you know, I don't want to have all these different addresses on the page. That's just confusing. And so now they've really made it easy, and it literally took me a few moments to get this set up. So if you go to Bitcoin, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you scroll down past the Bitcoin tip jar, you'll see the altcoin tip jar. You click the button that says pay with altcoins, and then you select the altcoin of your choice, whatever it is you have that you would like to send. You got Dogecoin, you got Litecoin, you got two dozen others here. You select that, you put in, I guess it will give you an address to which you have to submit that coinage, and then it'll come out on my end as Bitcoin. So I don't even have to deal with the Dogecoin and these other alternatives. So it gives people who have these alternative coins a way to donate them to Free Talk Live, and makes it so I don't have to deal with having an account at some exchange. Like, okay, I just got a Dogecoin donation. Great. Now I need to convert that to Bitcoin. I don't have to go through any of those steps now. It's all done automatically.
That's
very
cool.
Very cool. So check that out over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com to scroll down to the altcoin tip jar and try it out. Please. We appreciate that. So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the story from the Inquisitor over in the UK saying that the Nantwich Education Partnership has sent home a letter to parents basically saying their children and they and their families are under threat because if their kids are heard talking about violent video games at school, that the police will be called. Not only will they call the police, they may also call the Department of Children and Families, or whatever the equivalent is of that over there. They call it children's social care. Because they consider you allowing your kids to have access to violent video games as neglectful. The bureaucrat, one of the bureaucrats involved here, is quoted, Margaret Morrissey, saying that, or excuse me, no, that's not Margaret Morrissey. Mary Hennessy Jones, I apologize to Margaret Morrissey, Mary Hennessy Jones, who helped write this threatening letter, told the BBC News that parents need to have some boundaries in place for what they allow their kids to do online, and violent video games are outside of those boundaries. She says, quote, "We are trying to help parents keep their children as safe as possible in this digital era. It's so easy for children to end up in the wrong place, and parents find it helpful to have some very clear guidelines."
Yeah, just why don't you just go ahead and just stick your hand to absolutely everything, why don't you?
This is pretty scary stuff here. I mean, the state is essentially telling parents now, if you let kids play violent video games, you are out of bounds, and something will happen to you.
I really hope that there's some parents that compensate. Hey, you don't tell us how we're raising our children. Back off. I really hope that...
And if you let the kids play outside, and if you... feed the kids things with sugar, pizza, etc. Basically, anything you do, you're a bad parent, is what it's coming down to. No matter what you do.
Well, if you don't do it their prescribed way, then you're a bad parent.
Which is basically anything that you do.
I'm sure.
If you keep the kids inside, then you're a bad parent because they're not getting fresh air. If you let the kids play outside, then you're a bad parent because they could get run over by a car or hit by things falling from the sky, or they could get abducted, or any of these other, you know, long list of horrible things could happen. Basically, it's coming to the point to where no matter what you do, you're a bad parent.
Yeah, it's a scary concept. I mean, the idea that anyone knows the right way to raise kids is ridiculous. I mean, I don't have kids. I don't have children. I'm not interested in having them. But that doesn't mean that we can't have opinions. In fact, Daryl, you do have a son, from what
yes.
I understand. And Danica, I don't think you
No,
have
I
any.
Don't have children.
So, you know, I don't think that just because I don't have kids doesn't mean I don't have any opinion. I can't have an opinion about it. I mean, I was a kid at one time. And one thing that seems to be shared among the parents that I know is that they don't all agree on how to be a parent. They don't all agree on the best way to do parenting. There's all manner of different books and theories and, you know, approaches. There's peaceful parenting. There's using violence against, you know, in your home, like spanking.
There's homeschooling, you know, public schooling, how you decide you want your kids to be taught or taking any some sort of curriculum. There's several different ways. I know my mom and my sister-in-law are constantly going through debates, and you know, this is something that my mom has tried to stay out of, but too often my mom will try and help out my sister-in-law with how she's raising her kids. My sister-in-law will say, hey, these are my kids. They're not yours. This is how I feel is right to raise them.
And they don't agree.
Yeah, and they don't agree. There's definitely, you know, a lot of headbutting back and forth.
And how terrible would it be for one of those two sides to be able to wield the power of the state to force parents into their particular model of good parenting?
Sure.
I mean, there's some parents who, you know, they live at nudist camps. Obviously, a lot of people look at that as a weird thing, but that's their prerogative. That's their lifestyle. Who am I to say that that's the wrong way to raise kids? 855-453. Some people would say having religion is the wrong way to raise kids. Others would say that having religion is the right way to raise kids. What do you think?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now more with Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free to bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're in the UK, in Cheshire County, up that way, there's a school group that is now threatening parents. They are going to report on their kids, report on the parents as neglectful parents, if they overhear your kids saying anything at all about violent video games. And knowing young teenage boys, or younger, I guess, you know, there's young boys, they're going to be talking about the games they're playing. They're going to be excitedly.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, excitedly discussing the, you know, the new monsters or bosses or whatever it is, you know, the multiplayer, the online multiplayer, the death matches that they've been involved in. But now that could get them in a lot of trouble. It could even, you know, if they're calling social services, which is what they're saying they're going to do, that could end up breaking up the family at this point. So beware if you're in the UK, and I think people elsewhere should be aware too, because it's not unfathomable that this policy could come to a school near you. Also, I want to let you know about Cameron Hughes Wine, and you can go to chwine.com to learn more about Cameron Hughes. What does he do? Well, he goes to some of the best vineyards out there, and he essentially buys their extra stock, because, you know, whenever they make a batch of wine, there's just more than they can possibly sell through their normal channels. And so if they've made too much, they're going to look for ways to get rid of that that extra product. And what Cameron does is he buys that product, and then he relabels the wine because he can't use the vineyard's name on the wine, even though that's where it came from, because obviously that would undercut the vineyard's own prices. So Cameron's actually selling the same wine, the same product, at a fraction of the cost. Basically, you can get $70 to $100 bottles of wine for $15 to $25, and or maybe even less. So you can go to chwine.com, see it for yourself. Basically, what you see is the type of the wine and then the lot number. And that's the only information you get. So if you like that particular type and you like that lot, you can order more from that lot. But you know, you never know the actual source of as far as which vineyard it came from. Our listeners have been raving, by the way, about their experiences so far with chwine.com because they've taken advantage of an amazing offer, which is free shipping. Wine's heavy. You got to pack this stuff carefully. You don't want it to break, obviously, in shipping. No one wants the wine to break in shipping.
That's a tragedy in itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad for UPS or FedEx or whoever it is that's delivering it, and it's, you know, bad for you as the buyer and the company as well. So they're free shipping, which is expensive shipping normally. Free shipping when you use code FTL. Plus, you get a special offer of 20% off many of their best wines right now if you go to chwine.com. How do you get this deal? You click the microphone. It's in the top left-hand corner, and enter the letters FTL. Like Free Talk Live. That gets you the deals, the 20% off on select wines, and free shipping no matter what you order there at chwine.com. Code FTL, by the way, that is a limited time offer on the free shipping, so don't delay.
I definitely
that.
Recommend the triage. It's $12, and it was very, very good.
Yeah, there were a lot of people raving about that at our little wine tasting, which, from what I understand, we're going to be doing another
one.
We shouldn't talk
one.
About that. Yeah, we don't know what we don't know what flavors they're going to send us. So, looking forward to it. Anyway,
wine flavors.
Yes, and then that's all I care about. chwine.com, code FTL for the free shipping. All right, so we've been discussing in details how really disturbing the story is out of the UK that they're going to be snitching on children who are playing violent video games or who are evidencing that they're playing violent video games by virtue of the fact they're talking about it in class or talking about it at the playground.
So if they say that they're going to be snitching on any kid that's going to be talking about potentially violent video games, and they've listed Call of Duty and
Grand Theft Auto
as two of them, which I've agreed that there's definitely some violent instances in those games, but I wonder if they're going to be specific.
Oh, that's what those games are all about.
Sure. But I wonder if it gets down to the nitty-gritty about this, are they going to be paying close attention to games that have a rating of M or whatever the equivalent is in the UK? Or is it just going to be about any game that could potentially be violent? As I said, The Legend of Zelda is typically rated E for everybody. It's a fairly innocent game, but there are, you know, you do have to fight
monsters.
You're killing monsters. You
kill monsters, but you're not seeing your screen light up with blood and all of these other gory things.
There's play blood in some things.
Not in Zelda, though. I've never played a Zelda game with blood. Are they putting blood in it now?
Well, okay. So you're probably correct about that. Not in the earlier
you're
ones,
not
for sure.
You're
not
someone's entrails.
Not that violent. There might be, like, little scratches here and there on the ground.
Zelda? I've never seen it. I mean, Nintendo back in the 1990s, they were very, very afraid to have any kind of blood whatsoever.
Nintendo does have a very good family-centric games.
But they have matured as far as the content they'll accept. You can now buy violent video games, and you have been able to buy violent video games.
My question is that are they just going to be looking at any kind of game and say, oh yeah, this one definitely has violence in it because you're killing monsters,
or just
M and above?
The ones that are marked violence. So, like, you know,
that's a good question.
Yeah, a boxing game, you're hitting people, but it's not necessarily going to be listed as being a violent video game. Now, if it's Mortal Kombat, where you're pulling someone's spine out of their body, that would be a violent fighting game.
So, I mean, how do you feel, Daryl, about, you know, being a parent and allowing kids to have access to mature content games?
Now, when you say kids, are you talking about anyone under the age of 18?
No, I mean, I don't consider teenagers to be children. I am talking about
I know you don't.
Yeah, let's talk about children.
But the way governments look at things, I'm guessing, they're talking about, you know, children, quote-unquote children up to the age of 18. So
Let's talk about children. Let's talk about actual, not puberty yet, children. 7, 8, 9 years old, that range.
7, 8, 9 years old, no, I don't think they should be playing violent video games.
Really? Why?
Well, one, I don't think children that young should be really playing video games.
At all.
If it's something that's purely educational, then okay.
You're a lame parent, man. Oh, my goodness. What about you, Danica? What do you think?
that's very funny.
Wait, why is that funny?
I did not expect that to come out of Daryl's mouth. I'm kind of...
I was a little surprised by it, too.
I was shocked by that. I think that, I mean, kids should play video games, and if they like them, of course, I don't see how there's anything wrong. I did say earlier that I think it's a little weird and maybe bad to have kids under a certain age play games like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, but again, it's completely up to the parents.
Why is it
if
weird?
Well, 6-year-old Johnny should probably not be exposed to prostitutes at that age. But, you know, if a parent has that problem, it's just kind of like, okay, well, you know, then don't be surprised if your kid starts cussing at you then. I mean, there's things that could happen.
I don't know. I'm still of the mindset that children should be playing outside.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's an argument for that, no doubt. But
that's why you only have an hour of video games, and then they have to go play outside.
Yeah, you can earn your video game time.
You can earn your video game, and there's tons of ways that they can get around that.
Kids are going to want to play games, and if you tell them they can't, they're just going to go to their friend's house and do it, right? I mean, there were friends I had that had restrictions on what they could watch on television and that kind of thing. And you just go over to other people's houses where their parents are less restrictive, and then you can watch whatever movie
you
want.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have a Super Nintendo growing up. My friend had one, and you can bet I was over there a lot playing on the Super Nintendo.
So you would basically tell your son you can't play any video games until when?
No, I didn't say he couldn't play them. I just said I don't think he should. I think there are other things that children should be doing.
So you would try to dissuade him, but ultimately you'd respect his decision to play video games?
Well, I also have not had custody of my son in several years.
We're talking about in theory. Let
me think about it,
I'll answer in the next break. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. I remember my parents, you know, they didn't really have violent, violent video games back when I was 7 or 8 years old, but I remember my parents let me watch violent movies at that time.
Mm-hmm, mine too.
I turned out okay, at least some would argue. It's Free Talk Live.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and 5 comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover?
We see an office party in your future,
hosted by you.
Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us, you can go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US, you just click on the right one for you, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Of course, buying violent video games in the UK may become more and more difficult over time. It seems like there are certain elements within the government there who are looking to crack down on young people, children, and probably teenagers as well, from playing these games. They are being told to teachers at schools are being told to report on their wards, the young people in their classes, if they overhear them talking about violent video games, Grand Theft Auto specifically mentioned, Call of Duty, these are some of the more popular games, but if any evidence is shown during class or on the playground about kids playing violent games, they will be instructed to snitch them out. But further, and even more scarily, if teachers are found to have not reported concerns, there's been an announcement by Prime Minister David Cameron saying that if they have not reported concerns about children being abused or neglected, and they're considering violent video games as neglect in the school district, that they that those bureaucrats could face up to 5 years in prison, which means that even if, as a teacher, let's say you're a teacher in one of these schools, and you don't really care if your kids are playing violent video games, that to you, you don't believe that's a problem. You know, you're familiar with games, you're comfortable with them, you know these kids are comfortable with the games, and you just believe that it's okay. Well, if it's found out that some of the kids in that class are playing violent video games, and it comes out that you had, as a teacher, some knowledge of this and you did not report on them, you could face 5 years in prison. That is going to take the teacher who otherwise would butt out, who otherwise would look the other way, who otherwise, in my opinion, would do the right thing and stay out of what's not their business, and give them the crazy incentive of punishment in prison to really get interested in other people's business.
So
scary.
Do you think you'll see some teachers wind up quitting instead of having to deal with this?
I don't know. I guess it would depend on if they actually start enforcing that policy. Again, it's a theory right now that there has been an announcement that they could face these charges. Have any of them faced those charges yet? I have not heard about that.
Right.
If you're in the UK, you can let us know. I guess once it becomes real to them that this is more than just a memo, that may be the time when they decide to leave. But yes, legit. Let's go to Wesley. He's in Bradenton, Florida, listening to WSRQ. Hello, Wesley.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the whole video game issue. I play a lot of video games. I play, you know, the two, you know, most notable for the violence, the Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto V. And I enjoy those games, and I'd have to say that I find this as a possible stepping stone to gaining more control over people that even with some of the non-violent video games, as you mentioned earlier about, you know, The Legend of Zelda, some people could still find that as well. You know, you swing a sword at something, or you play as Captain America. Captain America punches bad guys, in the face, and if they're other humans. So that's just, you know, even though it, you know, most of the games are cartoony, kid is, you know, a stepping stone to say, oh, well, you know, this kid enjoys punching people in the face as Captain America. Think what needs to happen instead of, you know, creating more regulation is that there needs to be better education on the rating system. You know, these games are rated. They're rated, you know, M for mature. I work in retail. I can't sell games to minors if it says M for mature, unless...
Do you work at GameStop?
No.
What's the retailer that you work for?
I work at Walmart.
Oh, Walmart's carding people. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's the rule? Is it if the person looks under 25, as a clerk, what's the rule that you have to judge by?
It kind of goes by, you know, for alcohol, it's one thing. If they look under 40, we have to card them.
Right.
We get kids that come in and say, you know, that look like they're teenagers. Anybody that looks, you know, that looks young, I mean, we have the card. Even, you know, if they're with a kid, I mean, you don't. I'm sorry.
But I mean, like you're saying, if it's under 40 for alcohol, they have to card. Is there a certain age, or is it just someone who's young? Because, I mean, if it's somebody who's 17, they can look an adult. 16, you know, can look adult.
We still generally card, you know, even if they look like, you know, they're 20 or something. You know?
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wow.
You know, my guess is probably if you look under 25.
You can never be safe, because if you do that, and then all of a sudden, you know, a parent comes in and is like, oh, well, you know, you sold this game to my kid.
Do you get people who are upset about that? Has anyone ever balked at you, like, hey, you know, how dare you card me for this, and then walked out?
No, I haven't had that problem yet. I mean, there are people that, yes, they will do that,
How young is too young? Is there an age at which it is too young to play Grand Theft Auto V?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd say if you're a minor, you shouldn't be playing that game.
If you're a minor.
So you think anyone under 18 should not be playing Grand Theft Auto?
No, but they do.
You can't be serious. I mean, you really believe... I mean, how old were you when you played your first violent video game?
I was probably 12.
And you believe you should not have been able to play violent video games in your early teenage years?
No. I mean, once my dad found out, he came in and, you know, I didn't really realize, you know, what I was doing.
What do you mean by that? How did you put it? Well, what does that mean, you don't realize what you were doing? Did you not realize it was fake? That it was a game?
No, I realized it was a game, but I mean...
And what did you not... What did you not realize?
Well, what was the video game?
It was Grand Theft Auto, I think it was 2.
Okay, so the earlier Grand Theft Autos.
You say you didn't realize what you were doing...
Grand Theft Auto has evolved over the years into a much more mature game versus the Eagle Eye.
Oh, so when it was
shooter.
When you were old enough, or when you were that young, it was a different game, and so therefore it was okay.
Eagle Eye shooter, basically, you
ridiculous.
Look top down, and it was just, you know.
Pitch, it was as you know, violent of a game. It just, you know, was a different perspective. The hardware couldn't handle. I mean, the fundamentals of Grand Theft Auto were all there. You could shoot people and run them down,
you couldn't brutalize the people like you can today. There's so much more involved. In fact.
You believe you shouldn't have been allowed to play that game. You agree with your dad punishing you.
Yeah. But that was my dad's decision to make. Nobody made that for him. Nobody forced him to make that decision. That was his role as a parent.
Games come equipped with retinal scanners that scan the retina, and if it's determined that the user is under a certain age, they can't activate the game?
No, this is something that needs to be left up. This is something that needs to be left up to the parents.
Okay,
what
that's
I'm saying
good.
Is, I think it's a good. What I'm saying is, people need to be more educated on the rating system. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's ever really concerned as a parent that sees these games, they ask me, well, what's in this game? Well, why is it rated M for
mature? Turn the box over. You can read that. I still don't understand what you were saying, though, when you said you didn't know what you were doing at age 12 playing Grand Theft Auto 2. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's just that, you know, I just ran around and, you know, I just ran around and did stuff. I didn't really see, you know, it didn't seem like anything that would, you know, badly influence anybody.
Do you feel like it did badly influence you? Because I agree with you. It's just a game.
No, I don't feel that it badly influenced me.
But you believe that today's Grand Theft Auto could badly influence someone?
Quite possibly. I mean, there's even... Like,
but why? Why is it so much better when you played the games? I mean, look, man, when I was a young person, and, you know, this was a couple decades ago in the mid-1990s, I was playing a game called Doom. And before that, it was Wolfenstein 3D. Yeah, would that make you a bad person?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Wesley. I appreciate hearing from you. It's that old, it was okay when I did it, kids, but now, these, you know, this marijuana is worse now than it's ever been, or these video games are worse now than they've ever been. But, you know, violent video games have been pretty ever-present in popular culture for
I think it's just more, you may have been trying to say it's more realistic in GTA 5 than it was in GTA 2, because GTA 2...
I understand what he was saying there, but I think it's ridiculous, because you're still engaging in acts of violence to computer characters.
Absolutely.
Is the argument that because the game's characters look more realistic, that it's somehow damaging to children? Who believes that? I know there are people who believe it. I want to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.